This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Buddhist temples flip the script, serving up vegan burgers with a side of enlightenment. Forget asceticism, at least when it comes to food. Hwayeomsa, one of South Korea's oldest Buddhist temples, has entered the fast food game, and it's proving that spiritual enlightenment pairs surprisingly well with a burger and fries. Paradise Burger, 9,800 won, $6.80. Reincarnation Hot Dog, 8,800 won, $6.10. And the High Roller Rebirth in the Pure Land Burger set, 23,600 won, USD 16.38. These aren't cryptic koans, they're the star attractions at Hwayeomsa Temple Burger, a pop-up launched in collaboration with a vegan food company. The thousand-year-old temple, nestled in the slopes of Jirisan, has taken its plant-based Buddhist philosophy and transformed it into a menu that's captivating Korea's younger crowd. The pop-up, located at Times Square Mall in Seoul's Yeongdeungpo district, was an unexpected hit. Over its 33-day run, more than 5,000 people lined up to taste the Buddhist-inspired fast food. The burgers, crafted from soy protein patties, dairy-free cheese, and temple-style sauces, were painstakingly developed over a year to mimic the taste and texture of real beef, minus the karmic baggage. Even Korean comedian and DJ Yoon Sung-ho, who moonlights as a monk character called New Jeans Nim, was blown away. "It tastes just like a regular hamburger," he said after taking a bite. And given Buddhist monks traditionally follow a strict vegetarian diet, this is the kind of indulgence they can actually enjoy. This isn't just about selling a few thousand burgers, it's a strategic shift. South Korea's temples, long perceived as places of silent meditation and ancient rituals, are adapting to modern times. The country's largest Buddhist sect, the Jogyi Order, has also entered the burger business with its own plant-based spy burger, so named because its ingredients are sneakily meat-free. And it's not stopping at burgers. Hwayeomsa is set to launch a full-scale Hwayeomsa Temple Burger restaurant next month near its temple entrance in Guri County, South Jeolla Province. The temple is also expanding into packaged foods, working on a temple gimbap range with a frozen food manufacturer. This plant-based take on Korea's beloved rice roll is already being prepped for export to the US, Europe, and Australia, where demand for Korean food, especially vegan and health-conscious options, is skyrocketing. While some critics argue temples should focus on spiritual teachings rather than business ventures, others see it as a necessary evolution. After all, Buddhism has always been about meeting people where they are, and right now, they're craving good food. As global interest in Buddhist philosophy, mindfulness, and plant-based diets continues to rise, could temple food joints become the next big trend? If Hwayeomsa's success is any indication, we might soon see spiritual burger joints popping up worldwide. Because nothing says nirvana like a perfectly crafted, meat-free paradise burger. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.